Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And when we talk about business, we talk about ideas. The ideas come so fast. They're like a flash of light past you, one idea after another. Should I do this? Should I do that? What would be best for me to do? And if you don't test those new ideas, well, you're not really going to be as successful as you'd like to be in business. So how do you test new business ideas? Here are just a few thoughts. If you implement this business idea, what contribution to your bottom line will it have? How will it affect your company performance? Does this idea have any real application in your business? Will it fit into what you're doing, or will it be a distraction? Does it conflict with anything that you're doing now? Does it conflict with your objectives, with your goals? Will it keep you from getting there, or will it make your goals stand out? Will it make them better? Will your employees embrace the idea? You can say, I have an idea and I want to do this, I want to do that. But if your employees aren't on board, if you haven't sold them the idea, it's going to be a problem. And is there anyone that you need to help implement this idea? Can you do it from your current staff? Do you need an outside consultant? Do you need an outside expert? And is there anything in the way of taking these grand new ideas and making them happen? And if there is, can you eliminate those new grand ideas? And have to ask yourself, how much money is this going to cost me? Do I have the resources to pull this off? When we have a new idea, we want that new idea to move our business forward. We want that new idea to put us in a position of being stronger, of being better, of having more financial resources, not taking it away from us. So if we're doing it just to do it, if we haven't thought it through, if we haven't tested it, if we don't have a formula for analyzing what really is going to work and what really is going to be successful, then we've got a problem, because we'll be spending a lot of time and wasting a lot of time on doing things that just aren't productive for the business. And what's the most important thing you have? What's the only thing that you can't get back again? You've got it. Time. At the end of the day, if you haven't accomplished your goals, if you haven't done what needed to be done to make that bottom line, to make that profit look good, to build your prospects for the future, if your ideas are getting in the way, if your ideas are not solid, if your ideas are not going to be relevant, if your ideas are too expensive and are going to hurt the company, if your employees don't buy in, don't do it. Come up with the next idea. There is no shortage of great ideas. None. Tomorrow there'll be another one coming your way. And when one of your employees comes to you with a great idea, compliment them. Engage them. Give them an assignment of researching it further so that you can delegate some of the work and get their perspective. And even if it's your idea, delegate it. Get people's perspective. Get their opinion about what they think is going to work. And you know what? Listen to their opinion. If they think it's a great idea, why? Why is it a great idea? Sell me. If they think it's a bad idea, why is it a bad idea? Let me research the bad idea. Let me find out if they're correct. Let me really dig into it. So, great ideas make your business successful. Terrible ideas, well, I don't need to tell you. But it would be a great idea if you connect me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn at Howard, LEWINTER, or give me a call at 888-738-1855. And until tomorrow, this is Howard LeWinter. I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.